The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
Coming to you almost live from a very cool corner in Midtown Sacramento, it's the Nate Darling Show with Kareem Daniels and Sam Platts. And a couple of cats roaming around. And now, a cat who knows just how cool he really is. Here's Nate.
It varies. It varies from day to day.
You are cool. You're one cool cat, Nate.
Thanks, Sam. I like that you don't have to say that anymore. Sam used to report to me at work.
Oh, wow. Now I say it, and you know it comes from the heart.
Now I know it does. Yeah. Coming up on the show today, and Kareem will be here for part of the show. He may have to boogie out, so be ready for that. And then Sam and I will handle it the rest of the way. Coming
You're
up on the show
hands.
Today, baking for your mental health. Why George Bush didn't want to know about torture. That's right. And the most annoying things you can do on an airline. And since I'm flying in a week, it'll be interesting.
Useful information.
Yeah, going back home to Vermont for the holidays. So, first up, let's start out with this. How's everybody doing, Kareem? How have you been?
I've been great. Hosted a show at Momo's over the weekend.
Yes, I'm sorry I missed that. I was there was tables, ladders, and chairs pay-per-view.
Oh my!
Sunday.
Oh god!
Same time. I can't.
Tables, ladders, and chairs.
At least I had an excuse.
Yeah. It's not as good as they were back when it was a WCW.
Oh, dude.
The Night of Skywalkers.
The main event.
The Road Warriors.
At Tables, Ladders,
and Midnight
Chairs.
Star.
Dean Ambrose and Bray Wyatt. Phenomenal main event.
Yeah.
Nice.
Very good.
So that was good. What else is great? Oh, and I'm preparing for the Chitlin Circuit next month.
Yeah, that's exciting. We'll be talking about that more on the show coming up. So, exactly. Let's see, Sam, what have you been up to?
You know, just living la vida loca, raging all day every day. No, I've been putting my nose to the grinder trying to figure out how to get out of grandma's house as much as I love her cooking.
You got to stay through the holidays, though, right?
Re-injuring broken hands,
yeah.
Trying to find, not having insurance and trying to find a place where I can get that looked at. It's been a good time. It's been a gay old time.
Well, you know, we're only a week away from, 8 days away from Christmas.
Oh, and I scored 254 points in my fantasy football game last week.
There you go.
What a week.
Yes.
Gangster.
Want to remind everybody, next Wednesday, Christmas Eve, we will be dropping the Christmas Music Spectacular. Did that last year. It was a big hit. People liked it. So.
Close coming to town.
That may be on there. So
I only want it if Kareem's singing it.
So Kareem, I want to remind you to put your list in.
A rooty toot toot,
a rooty toot toot, and a rum pum pum pum. He said.
So it's going to be
Santa Claus coming to town.
It's going to be music handpicked by the hosts of the Nate Darling Show and DJed by me because where is that? Oh yeah, right here.
I am a professionally trained radio DJ.
And you'll find out why I am not a music DJ anymore.
Look up.
You know, honestly, with two computers playing Spotify and iTunes back-to-back, it actually came out really good. You can listen to last year's show, too. That's on the website. Just search Christmas. Just go. There's a search box at the top of NateDarlingShow.com. Type in Christmas. The Christmas show will come up. It's all the music from there, but there were different hosts last year.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty sure Kareem will not have the same song list that, say, Becca did last year.
I'm going to go listen to it and give it to him.
He's just going to mimic the...
Well, I actually have. I kept the list from last year, you know, just in case. I can guarantee you this. The one song that I will always play on every Christmas music show that I ever do is the Billy Squire Christmas song. Christmas is
grandma got run.
You need to sing it
by reindeer.
Oh God!
Hold on, let me.
Elmo and Patsy, I think is that one. Elmo and Patsy, grandma got run over by. Don't be talking about my grandma like that. She's taking good care of me.
No, that is Ray Stevens, man.
Now this is the song I'm talking about. Christmas is a time to say I love you. If I'm doing a Christmas music show, this song will be played because it is one of the best Christmas songs ever. And it, and in the background, it's really like all of the MTV VJs at the time. The video is fantastic. He's just hanging out. Billy Squier is the guy who did The Stroke. So he's a hard rock guy. And this is just a very cool Christmas song. So that will be that'll be coming up next Wednesday.
Way to whet my whistle.
And
I want more.
And actually, if you're traveling, if you want to hit refresh on your iTunes or go to the website and download something, maybe if you look and take a peek a little bit early, maybe sometime on the 23rd, maybe Santa will deliver the show a little early for you. So you can travel with the Christmas show. And download last year's. Listen to that again if you like. Oh, you'll hear this song twice, though. Still time to shop, too, if you want to, on Amazon. But if you're going to do that, please go through the link. The Shop Amazon tab at NateDarlingShow.com, because it does help support the show. It does not cost you anything extra. So thank you for your support this holiday season. All right. So that's the plugs out of the way for next
Very
week.
Very tasteful. Very tasteful.
Thank you. Thank you so much. So you guys are familiar with Dutch Brothers, the coffee chain?
Yes.
Yes.
Love Dutch Brothers. And Dutch Brothers also has energy drinks, which are very good. Mm. And you can get them straight up. You can get them flavored any way you want. You can get them over ice, or you can get them blended as slushies. So I'm pulling into this Dutch Brothers. I'm in Oroville. And I'm coming back, and I'm like, I'm going to have an energy drink. And he says, what flavor you want? And I go, can you combine and do like cherry lime? And he's like, yeah, we can. Because the people at Dutch Brothers are the most positive.
Chipper.
They're chipper. They're positive. They're can-do people. And then he asked me the question that I answered wrong.
Oh, no, Nate.
The question was, what size would you like? And my answer was, I'll take the biggest one you got.
Oh, no. Tell me about it.
It was a 32-ounce
wow.
energy
You're gonna
drink.
You're going to be buzzing like a bee.
Oh, wow.
So
is that an Islamic terrorist coming down,
days?
Or is that Nate?
All right, so here's what happened. So get that in Oroville, and I'm slurping on it, driving back down, and drive out and hit the Costco in Woodland because it's less crowded than most of the others.
Costco, and, when you're hyped up on energy drink, that's dangerous.
Well, here's what happens. I'm walking around the aisles in Costco, and suddenly I start to feel lightheaded and a little bit nauseous.
Oh, no.
And slightly dizzy.
Did your skin flush, become bright red?
No, but I'm walking around Costco with Leslie, and I'm like, I'll just let you know I'm not feeling really well. And she goes, are you okay? And I go, I don't think so, but I'm going to walk it off because I'm a man. I'm going to walk it off.
Just not past the seafood section, please.
No. So we're going through, and it's getting worse. Like, I'm starting to lose spots of vision.
Uh-huh.
Like, I'm seeing spots in various places, and I'm like, I don't. And then I remembered, because I listened to the Mike O'Mara show. And remember, I went to see Mike O'Mara and the guys in Reno. I remember Oscar Santana on the Mike O'Mara show tell the story about how he OD'd on caffeine.
Oh, God.
And he had a bunch of energy drinks. He was doing the 5-hour energy. So he was doing the small doses. And he has relatives who are doctors. And he was feeling terrible. And because he was feeling terrible, he decided he was going to drink green tea, you know, to feel better. Except
which
green,
is more caffeine.
More caffeine. So I'm like, oh, shit, I've overdosed on caffeine. So Leslie's like, can I get you some water or something? And I go, yeah, because there's water vending machines at the front of Costco. So I find this place, like, it's in the aisles. They've got seasonal beer, and they've got displays of seasonal beer. And I sit on one of them as though it's a throne.
how fitting for you, Nate.
Well, she goes and gets me a water.
You upon your palate of seasonal beers.
And I'm drinking this water, and I look, and I can see my hand do it, literally shaking like this as I'm drinking. I'm shaking.
Oh,
like,
shit.
I'm shaking like an 88-year-old man, or Michael J. Fox. Yeah. So sat there for like 5 minutes, and I'm like, all right. And then I walked, got up, finished, manned up, walked around, felt quite a bit better. You know, by the time we left,
a little water helps.
I didn't feel the need because basically the cure for it is to eat greasy food. So if you ever have way too much caffeine, greasy food will help that.
Really?
That was the advice that Oscar Santana's medical relatives gave him. So and in the meantime, I'm posting on Facebook in the fan group. Like, I remember the story, but I don't remember what the solution was. And of course, everybody's being a dick.
Yeah.
Like, don't drink green tea. It's like, fuck you. I remember this story.
We all remember that. Give me the solution.
Yeah, what's the fucking solution? So anyway, I finally finished that, and we get out, and I'm like, oh, I'm feeling quite a bit better. And so we come back, and I drop Leslie off at her house, and I'm starting to feel a rumbling down below.
A rumble in the Bronx?
Yeah. So I go
Jackie Chan's turn.
So I go to the bathroom and I'm like, I'll finish that up. And I'm like, so we're going to get together. And she's like, are you sure you're okay? And I go, yeah, I'm going to go get something to eat and whatever. So I went, ran a couple of quick errands. I came back here and I'm sitting on the toilet in my bathroom. And I won't get into the detail of it.
Give it to me, man.
Well, I know you want it, but Kareem and the rest of the people listening don't want this much detail.
Come on.
So I'm gonna keep it right in the middle. I'm sitting there, and the sounds that are emanating from my stomach area.
Not your sphincter.
No. It's from my stomach. If you were to Google cartoon stomach gurgling, it was like that. It was that loud and that ridiculous. I was like, so when I wrapped up, I just texted her. I'm like, I am going to have to tap out for the night.
You got Dutch, brother.
Yes. It's happened to all of us. It has happened to all of us.
So the moral of the story is whenever anybody asks you about anything, when it comes to size, the answer is never, I'll take the biggest one you got.
No.
You're playing with fire, bro.
It was iced too. So it was just like, I was fine. Later that night, I felt fine. I had some stuff to eat. And then the next morning I was perfectly fine. But it was one of those things. It's one of those things. People go to the emergency room with that stuff.
Yeah.
Because you go, oh, I'm feeling like this. I'm feeling like this. I can imagine going to the emergency room and going, oh yeah, you just OD'd on caffeine.
What an ass.
You idiot. Cause I'm just,
here's your bill.
Yeah.
Hope it was worth it.
I'm going through going, well, should we go to Red Robin? Should we go to blah, blah, blah? But I'm like, I feel better and get out. But yeah, the cartoonish sounds that were just like that cartoonish. It was worse and it was loud. It was like there was a demon in there.
Beelzebub.
Little Tasmanian devil light going down there.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was bad times. All right. So,
a good impersonation, Kareem. I liked it.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that.
How old are you, Nate?
I am the same age as you.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah.
That was clean.
Stomach issues are, wow. Yeah. The older you eat, you're the youngster in the group, huh?
Oh, yeah, he is.
Yeah.
No, I'm old enough to be your pops.
I almost called you the N-word. But, by the time you hit 40, yeah.
Everything takes a little longer to get over, and you don't have the same
resilience.
But nobody needs 32 ounces of energy drink.
Not one person.
Nobody alive that needs it.
And your stomach shit that you ate younger, you was like, oh, this is nothing.
Ain't no thing.
Yeah, 40-year stomach's like, yeah, motherfucker, what are you thinking?
You're like, I gave you a very gracious grace period there, and you... And you're still doing this? That's it.
Yeah,
I'm like, going to knock you out.
Yeah, it'll tell you, it's like, motherfucker, you are not 20 years old.
Yeah, and your brain will suddenly go, wait a minute, what are you doing? What are you doing? And you're like, yeah. I'm a man. I'll do what I want.
Yeah.
Well, you're acting like a boy child.
And then your body goes, I'll tell you what you want.
That's it. It's like, okay, you need to stop before you leave the house.
All right. I heard this story and it just kind of pissed me off. It comes from South Carolina. A soldier returning home for the holidays to see his wife and newborn baby in Central South Carolina, that's apparently the name of the town, is being kicked out of his wife's apartment after the landlord said he's overstaying the time allowed for visitors. What a dick. Sergeant William Bullock is stationed in Missouri, but his wife has been in Central. She gave birth to their daughter a couple weeks ago. Bullock says the landlord at the Groves apartment complex told him he had overstayed, saying, visitors are not allowed to stay in the apartments past 7 days, per the agreement. He said, I'm stationed in Missouri. We haven't seen each other in 6 months. What's the problem with me staying and visiting with my wife? The landlord, whose name is Chuck
the fuck,
told Fox Carolina that he enforces the rule for all his tenants. Because Chuck
is an asshole.
Since Bullock's name is not on the lease, even though he is a spouse visiting, the landlord said he is not allowed to stay. Bullock said the landlord threatened to press charges and double his wife's rent if he stayed.
What?
He stated to me he didn't care about our situation.
Can he just put his name on the damn lease?
He didn't care about me being in the military. Bullock said his wife is a Clemson University student and a new mom. He fears she could be evicted. Fox Carolina showed the agreement to an attorney who said that the provision is vaguely written and said the landlord would have a hard time pressing charges since the person visiting is the tenant's husband. Bullock said his wife finished final exams at Clemson. They would be going to visit family. They are planning to arrange a sit-down with the landlord and a mediator to discuss how to change the lease to suit both parties. Bullock said they're hoping to find a legal representation or someone from the university who will act as a mediator. He said his concern is the well-being of his wife when his leave ends. He's concerned about the possibility that Chuck will want to raise their rent substantially.
Chuck might have thought he had a chance.
That might be it. Chuck's upset.
Chuck's an asshole.
Chuck's like, fuck, I was going to hit that.
Yeah, somebody's going to hit Chuck is what's going to happen. It's going to be a blanket party for Chuck. All right.
Oh, no.
Since I'm flying in a week, I found this very interesting. Here are the 18 most annoying things a passenger can do. See if you guys have done any of these. Number 18 is the seat switcher. Hey, can we swap seats? Hey, can we swap seats? Hey, can we swap seats?
I would never swap seats with someone who's sitting. I would, if I've noticed, you know, we've been flying and the seat's been empty, I'm going to be like, do you mind if I sit here? No, I'm sitting here.
Yeah, that's the bottom of the list. Number 17, the undresser, someone who removes shoes or more.
Keep your damn shoes on. This is not your house.
That happened.
It's not your house, and it's not the TSA line.
How about when they put their nasty ass feet on you?
Oh,
I was flying in China, bro, and this woman had no boundaries. Takes her stink ass shoes off, gets all cozied up in her seat with her legs up on the chair, and puts them up on my leg.
Oh no, 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 no,
rank. And I'm sitting here like, I'm not just trying to, you know, I understand she probably doesn't know what I'm saying. So I'm using universal signs of discomfort. I'm shaking my leg. I'm, oh man. Excuse me. And she just like, no big deal.
Did she put her leg across your leg?
No. You know, payoff on that.
Maybe
dude.
She was trying to join a Mile High Club and you just wasn't getting ahead.
Maybe if she washed her damn feet.
Number 16, the mad bladder. You know the person who's
up and down
20 times taking a leak.
Oh, God.
That was probably me.
Number 15, amorous with inappropriate affection. That was probably you.
I don't even know what that word means.
Being amorous?
Oh, amorous.
She was trying to make you into my high club, man.
Okay.
Now you know why he didn't get the signals.
Number 14, the playboy, someone who reads or watches adult content. They sell it in the airport newsstands.
Sam looks guilty of it.
Charlie, close your eyes. Number 13, the back of the seat grabber. I hate that asshole. Yeah. You're sitting there and they're like grabbing you because they're readjusting themselves.
Yeah.
And they're just like reaching up and grabbing your seat and number 12, pungent foodies, people who bring smelly food on the plane.
Yeah, that sucks.
Number 11.
If they're going to share it, I might have some grace.
No. Number 11, overhead bin inconsiderate.
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone's carrying shit on people.
Yeah,
stop it. The line jumper.
I have very little grace for those people.
Yeah, I hate those people everywhere. Yeah.
I see them on the road. I see them in the stores, and I see them at the airport.
I used to work retail, and people will automatically form a line just kind of to be fair, and you would always get a person who would just walk up to the counter,
just does
like,
thing.
Well, there's no line here. It's like, bitch, don't you see all those motherfuckers, those people sitting over there? Like, get your ass in the
back
of the line.
With basic human kindness?
Yeah.
I accidentally jumped a line at the porta potties at a race once.
It happens.
And I walked up because I couldn't. I came from the other direction. Mm. Yeah. The line was coming the other way. So I walk up and I'm like, oh, that one's open. Someone's like, hey, there's a line. Hey, there's a line.
You're like, too late. Just dribbling down my leg now.
I was like, oh, sorry. Whatever. Where were we? Oh, yeah. Number 9, the seat back guy. The one who reclines all the time.
Okay. The one in front of you and is like all over your knees.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
Number 8, this is the person who I want to punch in the face. The armrest hog.
Oh. I get very claustrophobic when I can't put my elbow up on the rest.
Yeah, here's the thing. If you're sharing an armrest, no one gets there. That's the DMZ.
Uh-huh.
That is the DMZ. No one gets the armrest.
Yeah.
Just say that. Number 7, carry-on baggage offenders. You know the ones who have the giant-sized bag?
Yeah.
And they're like, sir, you're going to need to check that. No, it'll fit in overhead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Number 6, the chatty Kathy.
Oh, God. I told you that story one night. So Debbie Kamau Bell. So we were in San Francisco. So we were talking after the show. We were talking to his mom. And his mom told a story about this guy that was sitting next to her who wouldn't shut up talking to her. And she was coming from Indiana out here. And so so the guy was like just talking to her and she was like trying to give him the hint. So finally he pulled out a picture of like a farm that his family had owned like since like
mercy.
The 1600s or some shit like that. Uh-huh. And she was like, you know what my folks were back in the 1600s? My folks were slaves.
They were probably in the field.
And he like shut up. He closed
nice,
everything.
Clean
he
move.
Didn't say anything else to her.
So we have farm work in common. All right.
We've got too much in common now.
Number 5, the drunken boozer. That's a
mainly because they smell.
That's a 50%. Number 4, audio insensitive. That's talking or music that's too loud.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I love people who do that, who have the earbuds in, but they're still talking to the person they're with. And they're like, I don't know what you're talking about. It's like, shut up.
Well, you're aware of my explosive laughter. And I often don't realize until people are reacting. And I remember watching, I believe it was The Bucket List with Morgan Freeman and Jack Nicholson.
Jack Nicholson, yeah.
And I've got my headphones on, and it's like probably 2 in the morning. Most people are asleep. And it was not even that funny to most people, but this scene happens. I just bust up laughing, and all of a sudden, I see a sea of faces turn toward me, and I'm like, oh, shit.
Because they were all asleep.
They were all asleep.
Number 3, the aromatic passenger. You know, the one with the stank.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Number 2, the inattentive parents.
Yeah, that's a violation.
I hate, like, if kid, like, well, because I usually fly Southwest and you don't have assigned seats.
Right.
So I try to stay away from wherever the kids are going.
Yeah. I mean, the problem is worse nowadays than it used to be, because back in the day, if someone's child is misbehaving, you're not going to get arrested and sued for saying, child, you shut your mouth and go sit with mama.
Yeah.
Nowadays, you say anything to someone's child and your litigation is up your ass.
Well, or you get into this screaming altercation on the plane, and then you end up getting taken off. The one solution to that, I think, is child kennels. Put them in the back of the plane, and you could put them in there so the kids could just be locked in there where they're safe.
Soundproof.
I think
hopefully.
That sounds like a plan.
Yeah,
I'm a man with a plan.
And we can. I was gonna cross pollinate shows. I'm sorry. I was gonna say we can sound torture them with Barney song, but that might not work. I'm sorry.
That's okay. And the number one thing that pisses people off, this falls back with the kids, the rear seat kicker.
Yes.
Oh God, I hate those people. You want to turn around and look at the. You want to turn around and like shake the
What you do is you're like,
hey, shaking baby syndrome, somebody's kid.
What you do is you got your seat back all the way up, and you're like, psst, hey, kid, come here. Hey, lean forward. And then go, whoosh, and drop your seat back around in his goddamn face, and that's what you do. Oh, I'm sorry. Were you leaning there?
Yeah,
was your face underneath my seat?
Well, it has been fun. I have to leave you guys.
All right, Kareem. Kareem's got to roll.
Got to go pick the woman up from the airport.
What a good man. Gentleman, even.
That way I can not sleep on the couch tonight.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Hold on. Here's the sound effect. Kareem has been summoned.
I knew that was coming.
Oh, no, you didn't.
He just get to step in.
I am 10 minutes away from winning my fantasy league.
He's watching the scoreboard.
I'm up by 25 points, and I am scared to death.
All right.
But we both
don't
have
be doing that
players
while you're driving to the airport, please. Yes. Both hands on the wheel. What kind of whip is that?
I think it's $125 I got coming. So
nice. There you go.
Yeah.
Oh, congratulations.
Invested. That's why
thank
you're so
you
in it. Okay.
That is it. All right. Well, I will see you kids
next week.
Next week.
It's been a pleasure.
Next week, indeed.
Okay. All right.
Adios.
Happy holidays. Safe travels.
All right. Well, Walmart, Hallmark Cards has pulled some silver and blue pattern gift wrap from retailer shelves after a Walgreens customer spotted it in the Hanukkah display and filed a complaint because, hold on, those look like swastikas.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's there.
Yeah, it took a while for me to spot them, but Hallmark claims the pattern was based on an old Chinese vase, which makes sense, given the symbol significance in Eastern religions, the history of the particular repeating pattern, and the fact that half of the alleged swastikas on the gift wrap face in the opposite direction of the Nazi emblem. The left-facing version of the pattern is a common Buddhist symbol. On the other hand, it might be a little bit awkward that the paper was part of the Hanukkah section.
It's very awkward.
Hallmark spokesperson Jugley Elliott told the Kansas City Star there was a perfectly reasonable, non-anti-Semitic explanation for it. Hallmark has licensed the design in different colors and was not intended to be gift wrap for Hanukkah. She said it appeared in the Walgreens store in Northridge, California, where the woman complained, had put two rolls of it in its Hanukkah display because of its blue and silver colors. The California Walgreens store immediately pulled the two rolls, and the design has been recalled.
They pulled all two of them, folks. This is scandal.
To prevent future outrage.
Yeah.
Not because it's right or wrong, because they just want to prevent the future outrage. No more outrage.
I mean, it's a nice design.
It took me so long of staring at it to find it. I'm like, where the fuck is the swastika?
It's like those old Magic Eye books. You just stare at the picture and wait for it to pop out at you. Oh, there they are. Okay, now I see it. I can't unsee it. You're right. They're there.
Yeah,
swastikas.
Yeah, but they're going the wrong way. So yeah. It didn't feel that well to me. All right, so the torture report came out, and one of the more disturbing revelations in that report is this interesting tidbit. George W. Bush asked not to be told the locations of the CIA detention facilities. Why, Sam? Do you know why?
I don't know why. I'd like to.
Well, would you care to guess why he didn't want to know where they were? This is George W. Bush.
I don't have any.
He was worried that he would accidentally disclose the secret intelligence. His self-awareness was revealed in May 2004 during a presentation about the torture program. this is via Mother Jones, this little segment. Noted the president of the United States had directed he not be informed of the locations of the CIA detention facilities to ensure he would not accidentally disclose the information. You know,
I'm
not going to be able to keep it secret. I'm just going to let it slip.
He's not a total idiot if he's aware of that.
Listen, you know. I know how silly I am, and I'm just going to let it slip. we have a list of some of the speaking of torture, some of the songs. We have a little different list that we popped up on coming up on the New Year's show. So here's some of the ones that were also on there. Barney and Friends theme song. Bodies by Drowning Pool. Enter Sandman by Metallica.
These are enjoyable songs.
The Meow Mix commercial jingle. The most amusing thing to me was a chapter from the Feel This audiobook as read by Janine Garofalo and Ben Stiller.
What the shit? How random is that one?
Well, have you listened to Janine Garofalo lately?
No, it's been some time.
She's quite terrible. Prince's Raspberry Beret.
Oh.
Cold by Matchbox 20.
Okay.
Click, 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 boom by Saliva. American Pie by Don McLean.
I friggin' love. Oh, because they're terrorists and they hate America. Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And the most ironic of all, Rage Against the Machine.
That's ironic.
They used various Rage Against the Machine songs to torture them. Oddly, the machine
is the political U.S.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's I don't know. Sorry.
That is ironic.
It is.
There's irony there.
It's true. It's very true. All right, Sam, this is going to be a very quick cooler tool. Let's do it.
They act. We decide. Cool or tool.
All right, first up in cooler tool, flying, Sam.
Well, everyone's first flight, maybe not everyone. For me, my first flight was damn near a religious experience. When you realize all that noise, that hustle, the bustle, anxiety, all the crap in your face when you're sitting in the airport. All of a sudden, you're flying high above it, and all your worries become smaller. It's a symbolic and also very real experience. That's cool. But besides that, I think flying is tool. There's too much tool that happens.
Flying is cool. The people on the plane are tools.
Okay.
Is really kind of how it goes. Up next in cooler tool, Jews, Sam.
Jews are very cool.
Good answer. Let's move on. Yeah, Jews are cool.
Seeing as how, you know, my descendants are Vikings and Nazis.
Jews are cool. They're cool.
We're going to leave it there.
Yep. And finally in cooler tool, George W. Bush. George W. Bush, Sam.
He's cool for acknowledging that he's a tool.
I've been painting my feet in the bathtub. No, he's a tool.
There's nothing wrong with that.
He's a friggin' tool. President tool. With all due respect.
You're right. You're right.
With all due respect.
They're all tools, in my opinion. They're all puppets and tools.
Either way. Don't tell me where the interrogation facilities are, because I'm going to spill the beans. Jesus. So that's it for Cooler Tool. It goes much faster with two people. It really, really does.
The music's even still playing.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll fade that out. All right. So, Sam, we've talked about therapy before and how to deal with moods and stuff like that. Well, there's a new encouraging thing that therapists are trying to get people to do as a cure for depression. And this is it. It's from the Wall Street Journal. Explores the development that therapists and mental health professionals in clinics across America have been instituting cooking and baking classes as a means to help people who suffer with depression. In their report, A Road to Mental Health Through the Kitchen, the Wall Street Journal reveals that going into the kitchen can help patients with their anxiety and depression because it helps them to learn healthy cooking and eating skills while also enforcing focus on singular activity that gets their minds off of their thoughts and feelings. From the Wall Street Journal. A Bethlehem, Connecticut Treatment Center for Teens uses cooking lessons to help treat mental illness and addiction. The head chef at the clinic, Newport Academy, runs the courses teaching the teens how to make healthier versions of their favorite foods, such as burgers or macaroni and cheese. The chef demonstrates techniques for tasks like chopping vegetables or making meat patties and has teens follow along with their own ingredients. The two-hour classes got them to focus on something other than stressful emotions or what was going on in their day. It redirects their thought process to focus them on the process of cooking. Or, as I like to call it, get over yourself.
Very well put. That's eloquent.
Well, I think Dennis Leary put it best in the 90s.
I'm just not happy because my life didn't turn out the way I thought it would. Hey, join the fucking club, okay? I thought I was going to be the starting center fielder for the Boston Red Sox. Life sucks. Get a fucking helmet, all right? I'm not happy. Nobody's happy, okay? Happiness comes in small doses, folks. It's a cigarette or a chocolate chip cookie or a five-second orgasm. That's it, okay? You come, you eat the cookie, you smoke the butt, you go to sleep, you get up in the morning and go to fucking work, okay? That is it. End of fucking list. I'm just not happy. Shut the fuck up, all right? That's the name of my new book, Shut the Fuck Up by Dr. Dennis Leary. A revolutionary new form of therapy. I'm going to have my patients come in. Doctor, I shut the fuck up next. I don't feel so. Shut the fuck up next. He made me feel so much better about myself, you know? He just told me to shut the fuck up, and nobody had ever told me that before. I feel so much better now.
I think there's some clinical, you know, I could back that with my vast studies. And
you mean the cooking or the shutting the fuck up?
Shutting the fuck up.
Oh, okay,
up.
Yeah.
I think there's science there.
Yeah, although some mental illnesses are a little deeper than that.
Yeah.
An actor known for his television performances as That Guy and Bad Guy with Some Dialogue was just charged with two felonies after allegedly leaving his ex-girlfriend a video of himself killing, skinning, and eating her pet rabbit. His name's Dmitry Diacheco. He's had roles on Sons of Anarchy, Two Broke Girls, and Walker, Texas Ranger. Pulled the creepy stunt when his ex-girlfriend asked him to move out of their house, which they'd been sharing. According to police, he sent her a step-by-step photos and later told her he would do the same to her.
Okay,
he
that's where he crossed the line.
Oh, right no. He insists it's all a funny prank. Get it? He admitted to doing that. However, he said over the phone, "It's all a misunderstanding. We got into an argument, but I didn't kill the bunny. It was a hoax." He says he bought rabbit meat at the store and set his ex's bunny free so she would think it was her dead bunny in the refrigerator.
Sure, absolutely, yep.
Because a pet rabbit's going to do just fine in the hills with all the coyotes.
It's okay.
The rabbit is dead.
The rabbit's in the bunny kingdom with all its family, happy ever after.
It's all over for the bunny.
He's on the cotton farm getting his tail whacked off.
You know, well, see, in that case, cooking did not really help his mental illness.
No, you're right.
Maybe
it propagated it.
Maybe he should have just shut the fuck up.
See? Nailed it.
Yeah.
There's the science, folks. There's the science.
It all comes back around. All right. Let's go to Florida for a little Florida corner.
Yeah.
I like this one. This is a little celebrity Florida corner. From Miami Beach, North Miami DJ Sam Sneak said he saw Diddy hit Drake. It's a lot like seeing Mommy kiss Santa Claus, but different. The DJ was at Fountain Blow Hotel nightclub Live for a birthday party. The DJ tweeted, "Did he put his hands on that boy?" Other witnesses...
Sounds like a molester.
I know it does. Other witnesses confirmed that Sean John Diddy Combs, who's 45, punched Aubrey Drake Graham. His name's Aubrey?
I thought it was a woman name.
I guess it's both.
Aubrey.
Aubrey Drake Graham, who's 28, outside of the nightclub in the hotel. "You will never disrespect me," Diddy shouted before punching Drake, and Drake did not punch him back, probably because he wanted to live. The North Miami DJ claimed on Twitter that Drake left the hotel to go to the hospital because Diddy dislocated his shoulder. Drake was already dealing with his share of celebrity drama. Chris Brown claimed on Instagram that he dated his girlfriend Karrueche Tran, who's a 26-year-old model. Drake and Diddy were some of the dozens of celebrities and artists who were at Live for DJ Khalid's belated birthday party. The belated birthday parties are always the saddest, right?
They're so sad.
The Sunny Isles DJ from New Orleans turned 39 on November 26th. The fight happened after 4 a.m. Drake and Lil Wayne and the whole Dan world was there. Kim Kardashian's friend Jonathan Cheban said on Instagram at about 4 a.m., "Everybody was there." Diddy went back inside to party. Drake left the club.
What a small world.
And a club employee said that Diddy had a private table on the second floor overlooking the stage and dance floor, and it was his girlfriend, and was with his girlfriend, Cassandra Venture, who's a 28-year-old singer known as Cassidy. So
I'm sure her future's bright.
Only in Florida. Also in Florida, a little disorderly conduct. Let's listen to the report.
More today about those two people who caused quite the ruckus at Art Basel on Sunday. Here you can see those two people in bizarre costumes and masks protesting inside a collector's lounge. When security asked them to leave, they refused to do so. Instead, they start cursing and flipping people off. It doesn't take long before they are escorted out. In this video, you can actually see them getting arrested just outside. And by the way, we now know who they are. Maria Valenzuela, as well as Kaylin Sherrod. Those are the two arrested right there on your screen. Police say they took them into custody as they tried to walk away from police. Now, at one point, police say Sherrod actually reached for an object in his pants. It turned out to be a sex toy. They're both charged with disorderly conduct and resisting an officer without violence.
That's right. He had a sex toy in his pants. Sex toy in his pants. Sex toy in his pants.
Florida.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm a little sad Kareem's gone because this would have made him shake his head. Because it made me shake my head. There was a bar in Missouri that was decided to be a good idea to offer this special. Oh, come on, play. You know you want to play. You know you want to play.
Come and play with us, Danny.
Oh.
Come and play with us.
Damn you, Internet. Damn you, Internet. You know, there was a time when people used to go, I hate it when you blame the Internet for things not playing on your show. Well, this is the Internet's fault.
Well, while you're working on it, let's have a throwback to the Internet 1997. Before there was YouTube, before there were all these other fascinating things to look at.
Sure.
There was the phenomenon, thehamsterdance.com.
Yes, I remember that one.
With repeated GIFs, animated GIFs, with probably two or three segments in them, dancing to this fantastic hoedown tune. That's what the Internet was all about, dude. That was the hype of 97.
Let's try a different browser.
Okay.
See if that makes a difference.
Hashtag never forget.
Okay, now there's going to be an ad first because it's the Internet.
That was a fat beat they dropped there, though.
Well, yeah, they're selling flavored Smirnoff.
You're about to shake your head. I'm about to shake my bonbon.
The Kissed Caramel Mule. Here we go.
A picture of the sign advertising the shot special surfaced on social media today, causing some controversy on the bar's Facebook page. Tonight, the owner is apologizing and canceling the Michael Brown shot special.
Mugshots Pub, where sarcasm is always free. That's the motto the owners here say they live by.
It's not meant to cause any harm.
This is the bar's co-owner. He did not want to be identified to protect him and his family.
I should have thought a little bit more about it before I made it a shot special.
Here's the picture that started the outrage on social media. A sign advertising a Michael Brown special. 6 shots for $10.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, bad idea.
No, it's actually very clever. You got to admit that's clever. It's a terrible, insensitive, even cruel thing, but it's fucking clever.
It's
6 shots for $10, the Michael Brown special.
Let's call it tone deaf.
Okay, we'll call that tone deaf.
We'll call it tone deaf.
I like
deaf.
That. We'll put.
Because, yeah, at the very least. Yeah, don't do that.
No, I was going to cross the line, that's for sure.
Idiots. Absolute idiots. Did we do the Amazon? Yeah, we did the Amazon thing earlier in the show. If you're shopping Amazon, go through the tab at NateDarlingShow.com. Go ahead and do that, please.
Do it.
Let's wrap the show with this.
Don't let the big world overwhelm you. Let's get small. Small town news.
All right, first up in small town news. Actually, it's Speak Out. It's time for Speak Out.
Oh, yay, Speak Out time.
Hey, students who opt out of state testing are hurting their schools. The schools are rated low achieving and more mandates are placed on schools, taking away money for programs, teachers, etc. Okay.
I'm glad he got that off his chest.
We live in a free society, but when it is Christmas time, it is just that, Christmas, not holidays. I don't care if you're atheist or Jewish, that's the holiday. And greet me like it is. Nobody has a problem with Happy New Year, why do they with Christmas?
You know, that's partly true. I'm not going to go up to a Jew at Hanukkah time and say, sorry, you can't say Happy Hanukkah. That's offensive to me. You have to say Happy Holiday. It's kind of anti-Christian. It really is.
A little bit, but this guy's a little angry about it.
No.
Hey, don't people realize that style changes keep the fashion industry more than healthy? Now it's skinny jeans for men and women, skinny suits for men. I think you realize that.
Yes, I do.
Soon this phase will be over and styles will return to common sense, making everyone good again. Right
We're
now,
talking JNCO jeans, Y2K!
Right now, people look quite silly if they're going for this latest skinny craze. You just got called out and speak out. What?
No, I'm waiting for the Y2K fashion to return, dude. Like pleather, the big old Lee Pipes jeans that are hanging, the big ball chain necklace. Bring that back.
Hey, I don't understand why the Press Republican continues to give J.W. Wiley a public forum. When J.W. Wiley exclaimed that another person's viewpoint was bullshit,
oh no,
I filled in the blanks. It showed that he is as close-minded as the racist he rails against.
That guy.
Now, with as many people as we have living in the U.S. and those who are working illegally, let's all give $1 per person and see if we can pay off some of our national debt. This may take $3 per person. I think it's actually more than that, but okay.
Okay. That's a lot of debt we have now.
And finally, for millennia, man hunted in order to eat. Now he eats in order to hunt it. Of course, sitting in a tree in camouflage waiting for a deer to walk by is more of an ambush than a hunt. Fair point, sir.
Wow.
Fair point. We're going to go ambush some deer. That makes it sound like
you're sounds thrilling.
It sounds like you're going to rape the deer.
It's like when P. Diddy put his hands on the boy.
On the boy. He put his hands on that boy. Oh, God. I really don't know what to do anymore. But that's small town news.
It's refreshing, though.
Yeah. Show's a little shorter than normal. Then it's around the holidays. We record a few extras. So, you know, they're a little bit shorter for you. So deal with it.
Stop listening to us now and go spend time with your family and your first of kin.
Yeah, well, it's you got like a week of shopping left. So go ahead and do that however you see fit. Because that's going to do it for this episode of the Date Darling Show. Yeah! Thanks for joining us. You know, the whole thing. Hey, from Kareem. Oh, dude, that's something terrible.
Is that your whip?
Someone called Kareem. It's not going to work now. It's the tablet. It really needs to be restarted.
I think Kareem did that with his mind powers.
His secret black guy powers. Mr. Powers, I'm going to shut down your ability to make fun of me with sound effects. What's going to happen? Hey, this is a Fallout Boy, if you didn't know. The song's called American Beauty, American Psycho. Please to enjoy. We'll see you Friday with a new episode of the Nate Darling Show. Bye-bye.
Woo-hoo!